السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Tuesday morning. مفتي صاحب, I hope you are in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala grant you صحة and عافية. مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Sabah, chapter number 34 and verse number 15. This entire surah and chapter is known as Surah Sabah, and it is chapter number 34 of the Noble Quran, and it comprising 54 verses. Now, why is it called Sabah? That we will speak about the Queen of Sheba, and we will speak about Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, as all this occurred whilst he was alive, while he was the Prophet and Messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah, and remember, he was the King and the ruler at the same time. So all this was happening, and prophets and messengers are always prophets and messengers. So we know the time and we know the place. All this happened in Yemen. Regarding Yemen, remember Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahadith, all mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. O Almighty Allah, grant us barakah, blessing in Yemen. And thereafter, al-imanu yamaniyun, true iman, faith, conviction, you will find in majority of the people of Yemen. Wal hikmatu yamaniya, wisdom, diplomacy, you will find in the people of Yemen. And mashallah, we visited Yemen in the year 2000, and there's a big dam and so forth there called Ma'arib. And the Quran Sharif makes reference to all this here. So we should know all this. We should know the location. We should know the situation at that time and nowadays as well. And we should also know that MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, when he assumed power, one of the things he did, which was not justified at all, he attacked Yemen and he murdered thousands of people and sent people into total famine and to worsen their situation and so forth. So therefore, he himself is just like a war criminal and so forth. What he did with Jamal Khashoggi, what he did with the people of Yemen. So all this will be in his book of deeds, and he'll have to answer for that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we continue chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verse 15. لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية. And indeed, for the people of Sabah, the people there in Yemen, في مسكنهم, in their dwellings, in their homes, in their houses, آية, there were signs and symbols, symbols and signs of the Qudrat and the power and majesty of Almighty Allah. They led a life of happiness, peace, security, luxury, as Almighty Allah tells us. What happened in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, some of the people, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا, and they live like kings. If you look at our lifestyle and we look at the rest of Africa, we will see majority of us or half of us, remember I'm speaking about the Muslim community, we live like kings compared to everybody else in Africa and the world. So you must remember these are signs and symbols. So when Almighty Allah confers a person, a family upon a family and a person or upon a country, his ever recurring bounties and favors are showered upon them. Then there are two scenarios. La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful and thankful, I will increase my bounties and favors upon you. And meaning you continue with ta'atullah and ta'atul rasul. You are obedient to Almighty Allah and obedient to the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, but if you are ungrateful and you are going to violate the laws of Almighty Allah as majority of us are doing, then remember إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, then my punishment is also very, very severe. So each one of us should be thinking, which side of the coin are we? Are we really min ashakirin, or are we from those people who are making shukr and showing gratitude, or are we making kufran and ni'mat? Kufran and ni'mat means we are Muslims but ungrateful, unthankful. The kafirin, the non-Muslims are called kufar because they reject the articles of faith. And go and read chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 7. Almighty Allah speaks of that. So these people were enjoying life and so forth. And what were the bounties Allah Ta'ala conferred and showered upon them? Jannatani ayyaminu wa shimal, and they had their gardens, their orchards, their farms, one on the right hand side, one on the left hand side, and the Ma'arib river in between. It was a scene to be, you know, it was beauty in the beholder of the eye, people who just go and admire the scenery and so forth. How today people travel from Port Elizabeth to Cape Town, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, the garden route, obviously that was in Yemen, was much greater and better, but people find it a spectacular scene and scenery and so forth. So this is how Almighty Allah gave them whatever they desired, they had there available to them. So the resources, the water, the land, the landscape, everything. So what did Almighty Allah tell them? Kulu mir rizqi rabbikum. Consume and eat that from the risk and sustenance of your sustainer, nourisher, provider. Allah is giving you all this. Don't think it is your business acumen or your skills or your own intelligence or degrees and so forth. Nay, it is the decree of Almighty Allah. Then Almighty Allah is telling them, all this is halal for you, is pure for you. So whether it be the solids, whether it be the liquids and so forth, so what must you do? Washkurullah. And you must be grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Continue being obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the Prophet of that time, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, and so forth and so on. Allah praises it so much. Baldatun tayyiba, and this area of Sabah, the area of Sana'a, the area of Yemen. Baldatun tayyiba, so pure. Some ulama even wrote there were hardly any flies or mosquitoes there because it was so pure and virgin territory, as you said, and not invaded by kufr and shirk and so forth initially. So ballatun tayyiba, so pure and remember beautiful from every aspect, physically and spiritually and so forth. And if you made mistakes and so forth, we are human beings, we have weaknesses, we have shortcomings. وَرَبُّ غَفُورٌ. The more shukr you make, the more grateful, thankful you are, then Almighty Allah will forgive more and more of your sins. But when we are bent on violating the laws of Allah, then what will happen? And that we will discuss in tomorrow's lesson, insha'Allahul Aziz, when they rebelled and they went against the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then from kufran they went to kufr, so Almighty Allah then punished them. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today the 27th of Shawwal, Gaza genocide, Day number 214. And remember, today is exactly 7 months from the time of October 7. So what is happening, you must remember, Israel has been condemned and criticized globally for the Rafah invasion. So these are all the things you should understand. Number one, chronological order. They said always America, Israel, the West, Hamas don't want to accept. Hamas is doing this. Hamas called their bluff and they said Ismail Haniyeh. And remember, he's in Qatar. And Yahya Sinwar, they in the tunnels. And all their leadership said, let's pull this one out. So they said, we accept it. They told the Egyptian mediators, the Qatar mediators, and they said, we accept it. So we will go for a temporary truce. And remember, it will be in three phases, 40, 40, 40 days, 42, 42, 43 days. And this is what we will accept and so forth and so on. So what did the Israelis do? So remember that they had a quick emergency meeting and said, we the Israelis, jutlas, haramis, murderers, super terrorists, super invaders, we reject it. Now two things happened. So when the news broke that Hamas accepted it, the people in Gaza were rejoicing. And they said, inshallah, at least some relief we will get. But it was very short-lived. There in Tel Aviv, if you know Tel Aviv and you know apartheid Israel and what we call occupied Palestine. So in Begin Street, named after their war criminal Menachem Begin. So there the Jutla said when they heard Israel rejected it, they went onto their streets and they laid down there and started burning whatever they could find, the flag and what have you. And they said, we will burn this whole city of Tel Aviv and so forth. That's exactly what the Quran Sharif tells us regarding the Jutlas and the Jews and the Haramis. Haramis, if you don't know what it means illegitimate child. That's too kind a word for such people. So it means bees, and not one bee, a double bee. You must understand that as well. And we make this very clear. So Ba'asuhum Bainahum Shadid, chapter 59, verse 14. So what happens? Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid, among themselves there'll be a severe war and fighting, and you can see it. Tahsabuhum jami'a, and you think they're united, wa qulubuhum shatta, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Dhalika bi'annahum qawmun la yaqilun, and remember, they are a people and a nation, the Jews and the Jutlas and the Haramis, a people with no aql and no brains and no intelligence and no intellect. Now what happens? That, remember, their government is a very fragile government, coalition government. So they have the right-wingers there, not right-wingers, they have the terrorists there, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, and they told him, if you're not going to listen to us, Bibi, the butcher of Gaza, we pull out, your government collapses, you will face the courts and you'll go to jail. So that's what they keep telling him. So they told him, you must attack the Rafah. So now the tanks came in, the army came in, the helicopters came in. The Jutlas will always try and pull the stunt. Remember this from time of Moses, peace be upon him, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. So they said, no, we will attack Rafah, but it will be targeted killing. Targeted, you understand, places and so forth. They're going to murder and it will be a bloodbath. So yesterday, last night, still continuing now, minimum 5-6 people murdered, martyred already, and they said 100,000 people must move. If you know Gaza al-Mubarakah, move where? So they told them, go to Mawasi, go to Khan Yunus. Every aid agency who are there on the ground says, where is the logistics? Where's the water? Where's the electricity? Where's the tents? You told them to go there to Rafah as a safe zone, and nowhere is safe now in Gaza because of your indiscriminate killing and so forth and so on. So you must remember, Israel is found wanting, and the ball is in Bibi Netanyahu's court, and in Biden's court, and in Blinken's court, all the triple B, and all majority of them are bees, haramis. You can use my name everywhere in the world. And one settler, one bullet will settle this issue. Humiliated, disgrace in the whole entire world. So that is what is happening. So we must know this year, and there'll be still huge, huge things going on. So we must remember that. But Hamas accepting the ceasefire, and his cabinet, Bibi Netanyahu, humiliated, disgraced, and so forth. Now what they're doing, they send the delegation to Cairo. They say, no, we will continue the negotiation. So why didn't you send your delegation in the first place? And you see, easy example I give you. In our street here, for example, there's nothing like that. I'm just giving an example. There is ABC person, and now he has bulldog and Alsatian and what have you, and he's harming the people, biting them. Sometimes people get killed. Will you blame the dogs, or will you blame the handler, the people who are in charge of them? So you will blame the handler. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. So if you look at Israel, is a rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, Hitler's children. They are the dogs, right? So you must remember that they are monkeys, they are swines, they are monkeys and swines and donkeys. Quran has used all these words for them. Chapter 62, verse 5, donkeys. Chapter 5, verse 60, Almighty Allah says, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah made them transform them into swines and into monkeys. So all this, if you don't believe in this, you go out of the fold of Islam. So nevertheless, that all this is mentioned. So now what happens is this. So these people now, they say you must go to Mawasi, you must go to Khan Yunus and so forth. But what must we do there? There's no place that's safe there. There's no facilities there. And how are you going to move 100,000 people in 900,000, 1 million will still be there. And you say targeting, killing and so forth. So all this is propaganda. Again, they have found one thing. Now France and some countries in the West have threatened Russia. Putin says, you're threatening me. So Putin says, we're ready. And now he's got his nuclear, and he's got, you must remember, his submarines all ready, and they're busy with their drills. If you make one mistake, Europe, France, Germany, whoever, and America will blow you to pieces. And one American soldier is already in possession of the Russians, and he was in South Korea. He entered in Russian territory, and the Russians have taken him, and they informed Americans, we have told you, you must not allow our territory. So they will keep him there and use him as a trump card. Mr. Trump has got a big storm. So the judge told him, Trump, if you're going to continue like this, contempt of court, I will have no option but send you to jail, and you will spend time in jail. So I don't want to do that, but that you are forcing me. So imagine Trump, he is one side the candidate of the GOP, the grand old party, that is the Republicans, the former president, and then he will end up in jail. That is America, politicians, bunch of haramis, bunch of crooks, and every second one taking money from the Jutlas and APEC and so forth. Listen to this, and you doctors, Muslim, non-Muslim, one time you made a mistake. Let's call it a mistake, give you that. It was no mistake, you were just there to make money. But we give you some benefit of the doubt. So now the Western media says there'll be a new vaccine. Before COVID can come, or COVID's grandfather can come, we will prevent it, and so forth and so on. All big, big lies. All these vaccines, totally haram. They just want control of us, of what we think, what we do. We must become zombies. That's what they want, the new world order. Now, Xi, or whatever you want to call him, the Chinese leader is there in Europe. They telling him, you know, Mr. Xi, Mr. Z, Mr. Ki, whatever his name and pronunciation is, you must put pressure on Russia. It can't carry on like this in Ukraine. You must put pressure on Iran. So why you don't say haramis, European leaders, put pressure on America and Israel? They are the world's biggest terrorists, you must remember that. They have occupied so many countries, changed so many regimes, democratic regimes and so forth. Who can deny, you must remember, America are the biggest terrorists? Who vetoed all the ceasefires in United Nations? Who is murdering innocent babies and children? Why are the American campuses, you must remember now, now on fire. You know what I mean by fire? So you must remember figuratively that they're not worried about their graduation ceremonies and so forth and so on. Columbia University cancels its graduation ceremony. Why? Too many pro-Palestinian protests and demonstrations. Subhanallah. Allah controls the hearts of people and the entire universe. So humiliation upon humiliation. They speak about Russia being banned from the soccer and thus and so forth and this event. So now they have the Eurovision, and that's held in Sweden. But Israel, the rogue regime is there. Israel is still part of FIFA. So it just shows that how the double standards applied. Russia committed the crime invasion. So that's 2 years, 2.5 years. In Israel committed the crime 75 years plus. So what about that? So you must remember. This. So we need to name them, shame them, and nail them, we must remember. India says no AI, artificial intelligence, during elections. And remember, Modi is totally disgraced on the world scene as well, because a butcher of Gujarat, and that will remain with him till he dies, and everybody knows. Five-story building collapses in George, very sad story. So they say that 50-plus people are still trapped, and remember, they pulled out about 24 people and rescued them, and according to the last death toll, all I heard was over 10 people died there in George. I went to George twice, very beautiful. I delivered a Jummah al-Khutbah lecture there, blue color masjid, very scenic area, but this is a tragedy. There must be somebody again, you know, that they get there. So you must remember, you know, people today is not what you know, is who you know. And then they get the contract, and then they do shabby building, and then the building collapses. I'm sure if they go into the history of that, they'll find this. Listen to this chilling statistic. UNICEF says in Rafah alone, there are more than 600,000 children, and they will be facing a catastrophe once Israel, the haramis I call them, the super terrorists and super murderers, will start killing and murdering people there. And thereafter, the Houthis in Yemen. I just told you about Yemen, Qawm Sabah, and I told you the ahadith regarding Yemen. Ahadith means the teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Houthis have dismantled the spy network that were abetting and aiding Israel and USA. So we salute Hezbollah, we salute Ansarullah. Hezbollah are there in Yemen, in Lebanon, and Ansarullah in Yemen, and all of them. They still remain kuffar, non-Muslim, the Pakka Shias, but we salute them for causing harm to the American interest and Israeli interest. Any country, Muslim, non-Muslim, that harms America, Israel, we will support them, we will salute them, remember that. Listen to Blinken the Harami. This is Blinken's statement. So they asked him, how come Israel is losing the war and it has lost the global sentiments? So Blinken says social media is to blame for the Israeli failure in PR, public relations. No, Mr. Blinken, I can't even call you Mr. I'll call you Harami Blinken, war criminal, another Jutla. Sorry about that, another Jutla. And what we say, that you are a Jutla and you just support Israel blindly because they bribe you all up. That's what you are, that you are political prostitutes. And remember that you got away with murder for 75 years, but now is digital age and you're kicked out Al Jazeera, but everybody has become Al Jazeera. They got cell phones and they send out everything to the world, remember that. And there, the other prostitute, you must remember, she became the leader in Italy. Italy is a crazy country. I've been there, you must remember that. So if you go to Venice and you go to these places, you know, on the streets, I don't understand Italian. But I had my brother Abdullah. He was taking me around every. I asked him what's written there on the board. He says it's written there that the prostitutes, if they're going to operate between 7 and 10, for example, at night, and they catch them, they will be arrested, they'll be fined. So I asked him, okay, then what happens after 10 o'clock? He said, no, then they can ply their trade. That is your Italy. So, you know, they had Berlusconi. Berlusconi slept with so many women, he can't even control his rifle, and then he fracked and he died. So now they got a prostitute also running the show, and Maloney, that's her name, and so forth. All haramis. So she wants to tell the media what to do, and so forth. So the journalists there are striking in Italy against the government. How dare you tell us what to do? We will forego our wages, but we will not forego our freedom. Well said. Cambridge and Oxford University. You know, the West tells us the most prestigious universities and so forth. So they have joined up with American counterparts and set up camps. Viva, viva Palestina! Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. Who can stop this global revolution? Nobody. Such a revolution, the Americans and Israelis are seeing stars, daytime the haramis. A pastor was nearly shot in Pennsylvania. Imagine, a person is giving a lecture in a church and a sermon, and one guy pull out a gun. America is gun crazy, you know. But he shot, but the pastor ducked and dived, you understand? And then they apprehended him. So Al-Shifa, the doctor, the specialist, Dr. Adnan, a master in his field, was tortured and murdered by the Israeli Defense Force and so forth. Another war crime. So they have committed thousands of war crimes. And remember the ICJ till now wasting our time and their time. How come you're not saying Israel is guilty of genocide and must be held responsible? Israel shooting itself in the foot for banning Al Jazeera, the Haaretz newspaper, and Karim Khan. Now you, me and you, when we just see a name there, we think, hey, this is a good Muslim. Karim Khan, KK, is a Qadiani, a Harami, out of the fold of Islam, and he is the leader, remember, of the ICC. And when the trouble took place in October and so forth, he visited Israel, he never visited Palestine. 100% a stooge of the enemies of Islam and Muslims. So they threaten him now. They said, if you indict and you send out a warrant of arrest against Bibi Netanyahu, against Ben-Gvir Smotrich and the IDF chief, we will dismantle you and dismantle the ICC as well. So remember, that is your America, that is your West. You must remember that. How they threaten if you speak the truth, and how when you expose them. Go read, you will find this. Now you got one Arab. He is doing the dirty work for the Zionists, America, Israel. What is his name? Is MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi Arabia, using his haram money. And in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, MBZ you got, you see. Murtad bin Zindiq. So he visits the Arab capitals and he tells them the virtues. That is inverted commas. You must build ties with Israel. You know, America will get happy and we can do this. So he visited Oman. So I went to all these places, Oman and all that, Muscat and Salalah and so. So the leader there, he's got some iman, you know. So, and they're good people compared to the Arab jokers and so forth. So after he told him and all, they stood up. He took out his hand. Who took out his hand? MBZ, the Murtad of Dubai and the leader of Abu Dhabi, to shake hand with the Sultan and the leader of Oman. He turned his hand away. Again he tried and again he snubbed him. Humiliation, disgrace for these people. Chapter 22, verse 18. وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ. When Allah disgraces you. I'm asking you, can any person in his right mind tell me MBS of Saudi or MBZ of Dubai, Abu Dhabi is honorable? Pakka murtad haramis ghaddar, remember that, and shaitan's children. Only you will worship them and smile with them because you take money from them. We don't have to take anything from them. We will speak the truth and we will not bother for any person, any politician, any organization or government. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today, 8:30 to 9, Mawla Musa Lahir and Mawla Zahid, the interview. 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage. And then, inshallah, 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Mawla Salim, we have 18 minutes, inshallah. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can Muslim men apply oud perfumes which contain a large amount of alcohol?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yes, that we, every day I'm applying perfume and so forth. So some of them, they don't contain alcohol. Some might be containing alcohol and so forth. So the fatwa and verdict is this is totally permissible. Maulana Salim Karim, you remember very well, whilst we were studying there in Karachi, in Newtown Madrasa, Madrasa Arabiya Islamiyah at that time, Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri was alive. On Friday, it was holiday. Sometime we used to go there by Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani's grave, Allama Sayyid Salman Suleiman Nadwi's grave. So you know next to Islamia College very well. So remember Muslim Sharif, the commentary of it is written by Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahimahullah. He passed away in 1949 around there. Muqasim Semaz Ustad. Muqasim Semaz Ustad he was. He told me this many a time. Rahimahullah to all of them there in Dabel. But he did not complete that commentary on Muslim Sharif. Then Mufti Taqi Usmani, he completed it in 6 volumes called Takmila Fathil Mulhim. If you open the 3rd volume, I think it is, so you will find a wonderful academic discussion on this, on the utur and itar and perfume and all these things. And it has a small content, you must remember, of alcohol. So it's not for oral use, it's just for external use, for your body or for your clothing and so forth. So for the men to use it, permissible, that's fatwa. Taqwa is this, you abstain, and precaution is you abstain. But the fatwa will be, it is permissible, you read salat with it, all that, it would be permissible and acceptable.
Mufti Sahab, we are 3 brothers and 3 sisters. Both my parents are late. How do we split the house which we live in? None of us are married, nor are we working. What does our house belong to now that we are orphaned?
Remember that you are not orphans. Orphan means that the person who's a minor, and it doesn't seem like any one of you is a minor and so forth and so on. So be that as it may. So you are 3 brothers, 3 sisters, and your parents have passed away. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdausil A'la. All of you should be reading Surah 14, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So that is the first thing. When a Muslim person passes away, first is burial, funeral expenses. Second is the debts of the deceased, personal debts, business, corporate debts must be settled immediately. Third is wasiya for non-heirs, a person or an organization. That must be implemented maximum 1/3 of the net estate. Fourth is the shares of the heirs. So your father, mother passed away, and now there's only one house, and you are 3 sons and 3 daughters, meaning that you're 3 brothers, 3 sisters. So what is the share and the ratio? 9 shares. So that house will belong to y'all, and there will be 6 shares for the 3 brothers, 2, 2, 2, and 3 shares for the sisters, you must remember that, and 1 share. So what can you do now? You say you're not working, you're not doing this, so you can put it on the market and you sell it to the highest person, put it on auction or speak to people. I'm giving you the options. And in that way there, that when you sell it for 1 million, 2 million, whatever it is, then proportionately, let's say you sell it for 900,000. So just to make it easy, so in a case like that, every son will get 200,000 and every daughter, every sister will get 100,000. This is an example I'm giving you all. So like that, there are many options. But for you all just to sit on your laurels and think of Hadi and expect things to happen, it's not going to happen. You'll need to get active, you the brothers. You all are responsible for your sisters, and you'll need to start working. Remember that.
Mufti Sahab, is government grant halal to receive even though we never worked a single day in our life for a boss?
Remember that it's not permissible. You got a steady income, you got everything and so forth. You see our brothers from India and so forth, when I visit Britain and all these countries there, I don't say all, but we'll definitely say many of them. So they don't work, they don't do anything, you must remember that. So I ask them, why you don't work? You say, no, hukumat ham kudeti, the government in Britain gives us and so forth and so on. So I said, ya halal ya abkeli, it's permissible, because they they put other false claims and so forth. So some of them went to jail, some of them were fined and what have you. They say, nay, ye Britannia Angrez ne bohot chori ki India mein. India, Pakistan always won before 1947. So now when they made chori and they stole, so it's now our turn to collect all the money. So our people are just like that. They will say that the ANC, they had messed up. Yesterday somebody sent me a poster. I can't read everything, but I'll leave it to your imagination. You understand? They said since 1994, whatever the ANC touched turned into, you must remember the word starts with S, so you can draw your own conclusions. So they say ANC messed up this country because of crime, corruption, cadre deployment and so forth. So let us sit at home or let us do our own business and we will collect grant, we will collect this, we will collect this. But when you apply for it, half the things you're filling in are haram, are lies or bribery, corruption involved. Is not permissible in that case. They're totally haram. Yes, for real, you have a son or daughter that there are people who are, you know, blind, crippled or what have you, and then you take some grant and so forth, aid from the government. So that's fine, that's permissible. But there will be no corruption and bribery and all that involved. So what Muslims, non-Muslims are doing, lying. They say the politicians are lying, so we must lie also. Hadith Sharif in Tirmidhi, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi said, وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنَخَانَكْ. People do wrong to you, that does not justify you doing wrong to them. Two wrongs don't make a right. This also the West learned from the master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mufti Sahib, can we read Nafil Salah in Arafat?
So you must remember that you will not be reading Nafil Salat after you have combined your Salat. You read Zohar and you read Asr. So I advise every one of you, whether you're from America, Europe, Africa, South Africa. This week I know many people are leaving, some leaving on Friday, some leaving on Sunday. So let me give you the Masla. That the Masla is this. Masla means the verdict and the fatwa. That once the time for Zohar enters, so let's say Sunday or Monday or whatever day, you must remember that is the day of Arafat. So meaning it's not a Friday, right? So now you must remember that, and there's no Jummah Salat in Arafat. So get that clear also. So there's Ijma on that, consensus on that. Even in Arafat, if it falls on a Friday, there is no Jummah Salat. In Masjid Namira also, they read Zohar and Asr 2 and 2. And you in your camp also, you will read Zohar and Asr. So remember that. So if you are reading in your camps and in your tents, so this is the fatwa and the masla and verdict. The Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Rahimahullah, say, even in your tents, you must combine. And we used to do that for years and years, Alhamdulillah. So once you read your Zohar and Asr, you combine it, the men in Jama'ah and the women do it, they combine it individually. So thereafter, there's no Nafil Salat. The whole afternoon is dedicated for dua, dua, and dua, and dua. That is the wisdom of Jama Bain Salatain fi Maidani Arafat, on the plains of Arafat. So you engage yourself in crying, begging for yourself, for your family, for the entire Ummah Muslimah, for Ghazza al Mubarakah, and Allah must give Hidayah. Allah Ta'ala, we beg Allah to give Hidayah to these enemies and guidance. But if there's no guidance, decimate and destroy them, and destroy them and the people who are abetting, aiding them, America and the Arab and port dictators. Yes, you come early to Arafat from Mina, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you want to read Ishraq Salat, you want to read Salat to Duha, so all that is permissible. Some people read Salat to Tasbih in the morning time, permissible. After you have combined Zohar and Asr, then there's no Nafil Salat. And remember, engage yourself in dua till sunset. I'm giving you a tip that before you start your dua, complete your Quran Sharif, and then go start your dua. And when sunset takes place, When sunset takes place, the sun goes down. Your heart must tell you, O Abdullah, O Amatullah, my beloved Allah, you heard now in the tafsir, wa Rabbun Ghafoor, my beloved Allah has forgiven me. My beloved Allah has accepted my Arafat and the greatest part of Hajj. Hadith, Imam Tirmidhi, Rahimahullah, the greatest celebrated student of Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah, writes, mention a hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Al-Hajju Arafah, the nucleus and the essence of Hajj is to be in the plains of Arafah, in the state of consecration, in the state of Ihram, on the 9th of Zulhijjah, and that is in the afternoon, remember. Imam Tirmidhi writes under that hadith and comments, Wahad al-Hadith Ummul Manasik, and this hadith here is the mother and the essence and the nucleus of Hajj. So that is how you should be performing your Maidan, you show wukuf on Maidan Arafat, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is not all milk from cows halal? How is it that halal status is endorsed? Similarly with spring water, water is water.
So remember that you, this whole halal industry, one day I was in Dubai, you know, I used to go up and down and via Dubai and so forth. I used to take all the newspapers and journals I could get because we sit in the lounge now, so much time there, you see. So you must remember, so one day they said Dubai is going to be the hub of the halal industry. I had a good laugh and they wrote themselves, it's a multi-million dollar industry. Dubai, all the meat day is haram, remember that. So they sell swine, they got wine, they got everything openly there. And what they worry of halal and so forth, I'll never eat their meat and all that. When I used to travel, I should never eat their chicken and meat. And all these halal stamps and that, we used to only order fish or vegetable. So that is how we used to survive and so forth. The haramis, these people, what Islam? I'm speaking of the governments, they pakka murtads and haramis, remember that. So similarly, with our perception, yeah, and I don't call them ulama, and I tell them on their faces, you are scholars for dollars and you have sold the whole deen, remember that. So we don't read salat behind them also. So, and whether in South Africa or other parts of the world, so now water put halal logo, so milk put halal logo. One day I was in a plane, so those days were the good days. Nowadays you don't see it so much, you must remember. So they give you a Mona Salim, you know, the toothpick, the small miswak, let's just call it their toothpick. So on that also I saw a halal logo. I just shook my head. I say, wherever they can find a way to make money, they will make it. See the whole Woolworth saga. So on top is fark, is pork. At the bottom you will find, you must remember that, your halal things. Or at the bottom is fark, is pork. And on top you will find your halal things. All things mixed up, contamination. But they will tell you, yeah, it's synthetic pork. So when you reach that stage, can you? You are a pseudo-scholar, you are a synthetic scholar, you are a scholar for dollar, man. Allah has disgraced you all forever because you all are the same shaitans who closed the masjid. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِذْيُ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is humiliation, disgrace in this world, and a horrible, terrible, grievous punishment in the year after. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114. Allah protect us, Allah protect us. Protectors, they worse than Dajjal. Who said so? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Authentic hadith on the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu an in Musnad Ahmad. Go study hadith, your eyes will open.
Mufti Sahib, do I read my full 4 rakats of Zuhr in my hotel or 2 rakats as I will be a traveler? I'm spending 5 days in Medina, 5 days in Makkah, and 10 days in Azizia. Do I read full salah or half of it?
Our people, you know, this person is going for Hajj the first time. They got no idea. They get all mixed up. Not only confused, the fuses get blown. Now listen to how the question was posed to you, Mona Salim. I am spending 5 days in Medina. I am staying 5 days in Makkah and then 10 days in Azizia. You don't spend 10 days in Azizia. You will spend 5 days, 6 days in Azizia, counting the days of Hajj also. So therefore, they say 10 days in Azizia. So you must, I'm speaking of majority of the Hujjaj. So you, my sister, whether you are in Medina, whether you are in Makkah, whether you are in Azizia, whether you are in the five, six, 6 days of Hajj, right through your Musafir, and you're going to read Salat in alone in the hotel. So you read Qasr Salat. That is according to the Hanafi school. And that is Fajr 2 and 2, Zuhur 2, Asr 2, and Maghrib 3, Isha 2 and 3. If you are following the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali school of jurisprudence, then remember, if you spend 4 full nights and 4 full days, so that is 24 and then 48, 72, 96 hours and more in that place there, then remember, you will read full Salat. So 4 nights, 4 days you spend in a certain place, so you become Muqeem and you will read full Salat. That is the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali verdict. If it's less than that, then you must remember that you will be reading then Qasr Salat, as I explained to you. So that is how you'll understand. Don't say 10 days, sister, in Aziziyah. Do you including the days of Hajj also?
Mufti Sahab, what's the difference between Tabligh and Sunni? Can either one read Salah behind each other?
Remember, every Muslim must be a Salami and every Muslim must be a Tablighi. So it's we who brought about all these divisions and so forth. Whenever I deliver lectures, last week I was there. Where was I? In 23rd Street in Fitas. This week, Friday, inshallah, I will be in Heidelberg, my hometown, for Jummah in the Jummah Masjid, the second oldest masjid in the history of Transvaal, and our town masjid there. And the oldest masjid is the Kirk Street Masjid here in Johannesburg in the old Transvaal. So we must remember, so before I lecture, I read Salami. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Chapter 33, verse number 56. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every one of us must do that. The problem comes when you want to impose upon people, you must stand and do it. Allah Ta'ala says, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyam. Chapter 3, verse 190-191. Go read all those verses. Remember Allah Ta'ala standing, sitting, reclining. So who gave you the right to say you must stand when you are reading Salati, Salami, and that? You can stand, you can sit, you on your bed, you're going to sleep, you read Durood Sharif, Salami. So what's the problem? No problem. You can't equate Nabi alayhi salatu salam with Almighty Allah wa lam yakul lahu kufwan ahad. So we must be clear on that issue. You must be a tablighi. So what you going to do with the deen of Islam? Ya ayyuha rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Make tabligh of the deen which Allah gave you, ya rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Balighu anni walau ayah. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Every verse you know, every line you know, go and propagate it to others. What we're doing now? Aren't we doing da'wat and tabligh and reading salami? We say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is salami. And then next one, you must remember, in Hajj, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ شَاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Those of you present here, go propagate the message to those who are not here. So that is tabligh. Every Muslim must be a salami and a tablighi, and we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, so there's no problem. I read Salat behind tablighi, salami, no problem. We don't read Salat behind Qadianis and Shias and those characters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.